This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
9:45 on the Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News, live on location at the Riverside YMCA. And if you're already stuck in these awful delays on the East Beltway, at least enjoy these last few minutes that we're bringing you some pretty fun, I think interesting stories about what else happens at the YMCA. It's not just the gym. It's not just a place to come for Zumba class or to get to hop into the pool and do your 2 miles or whatever you might want to do to start off your week on a good fitness and fit note. Rich Jones, Christine Bellino with you, and we continue to see these delays on the East Beltway northbound at Beach. All lanes are blocked northbound. We just pushed that alert out a few minutes ago in the WOKV app. But Christine, I think one of the coolest things that I've learned this morning is the depth of the programming that's available here and at all YMCAs in Northeast Florida.
I had no idea. And in previous lives, I've been a member of the YMCA and had no idea that there were all of these programs that were available. And not just with focus on, you know, physical fitness, there's also a huge focus on mental health and aging well and nutrition and all of these other things that I had no idea were a part of the YMCA. So it's really nice to see that.
And one of those is the healthy aging program that's available. And Kristen Plum is the healthy aging coordinator. And we're joined by Joanne Winfield, a participant, a very intelligent participant, because she decided 5 years ago to hand off Thanksgiving duties, even though you hosted the house full of guests. Who did the cooking for Thanksgiving, Miss Joanne?
My granddaughters took over, and they did a wonderful job.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
High praise.
That is great. I love that. And hopefully you all had a good, blessed Thanksgiving. Tell me a little bit more about the programming that's available here.
Well, we do a lot for seniors. They're anyone actually 50 or better is welcome in our group, Healthy Aging.
By the way, I love you said or better.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not older.
No.
50 or better.
50 or better. Listen, the folks in my group have more energy than I do, for sure. So we offer a lot. We offer, of course, the Silver Sneakers classes and all Aqua classes, which Joanne is a very faithful participant of. But we also do a lot socially. So we get together for bowling. We have lunch out once a month. We do a book club. We have a Bible study. Anything seasonal, we've got activities for. So we try to keep a pretty full calendar so people can come and go as they please.
How much of your time is spent actually programming these events? And, you know, do you sit there and brainstorm and, oh, my goodness, I think we need to do this next year?
I do, but I have a really good team. I've only been in this position since September, so I probably spend more time than some of the healthy aging coordinators across our YMCAs, but I have a lot of good help and a lot of good suggestions. They let me know what they'd like to do, and, you know, we just try to be very inclusive for our members so they've got something to do other than sit home and watch TV.
Well, and that loneliness factor, we talked about it earlier this morning, and it's not just for aging people in our community. It can also be for younger, but I do think about empty nesters often.
Yeah.
And those who just live that last chapter of their lives or chapters of their lives alone or without or in some form of isolation. How impactful is it for one's wellness overall to have a community?
Oh, it's absolutely imperative, but I think Joanne can probably speak to that a little better from firsthand experience.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Oh, I just wonder about how impactful this type of program might be for someone to ensure that you're not living the chapters of your life alone or feeling
Oh, yes.
Sense of loneliness. What do you get out of it?
Well, me personally, I wouldn't have anything else to do if it wasn't for the programs here. And it's not just exercise. We come and we are like a family, a lot of us, and we fellowship even beyond the why. And like I say, it's good for us. It's aging. Yes.
How long have you been participating in the program?
About 15 years, not telling my age.
Maybe
I'm the better part of the 50 she spoke about.
Were you aware that this kind of programming was available to you in your community?
No, I wasn't aware until I became a member. And it's like right away you become a part of, if you want to be, if you know, if you're friendly and show yourself friendly, then it's just good for you. Especially, it keeps you from being lonely. A lot of my co-members spend most of their day here. Beyond the pool, they're doing different classes that really sharpens the minds. We have members as old as, 89 years old, and she looks beautiful.
I love that because it's about living one's life every day. I mean, we just visited with Daryl, and, you know, you're not promised tomorrow. Daryl is in the adaptive program, and 17 days into his retirement, he sustained a fall.
Wow.
And
life-changing.
A life-changing event, and now is at the point where he has gotten so much out of his journey and has worked harder probably to get back to where he is now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all in retirement. But yeah. He's working, and he has resources available through the Y, through Brooks Rehab. Right. And it's all available in our community for as simple as a membership. Like, I think we lose sight of that. And
yes.
Living one's life every day to the absolute fullest. How are you known around here? Do you have a name or are you Miss Joanne?
Miss Joanne.
Miss Joanne?
Yes.
She's the queen of the pool, would you say?
Like, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Yes. She's one of our very faithful participants, not just in the exercise classes, but also in the social events that we have here. And it really is, like Joanne said, it really is like a family. If somebody's missing, yes. And hasn't shown up for classes or right. for the events that they typically show up for, they get phone calls and, you know, wellness checks just to make sure they're still okay.
Right, exactly.
Are we talking hundreds of people just here or throughout the whole network in Northeast Florida?
Each branch has a healthy aging group, but I don't check in on those. We check in on the ones that are, you know, our community and our Y, and I'm sure they all do the same thing.
I think that check-in is so vital, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. What kinds of exercise programs are available just for seniors? Are there special classes just for seniors, or are they expected to, you know, jump in with Zumba?
Well, we have a Zumba Gold, which is designed for 50 or better.
I like Zumba Gold. That's
yeah.
nice.
Yes. We have a Silver Sneakers Classic,
yes.
Chair Yoga, Balance and Stability classes, Tai Chi. We have Aqua classes that some of them are geared for a little slower movement, like yoga, and some are a little faster, but everybody just works at their own pace, which is the expectation. Everybody knows they're not in competition with anyone but themselves. And in the studio classes, chairs are available for balance or if they need to modify the movements and sit. So there really is something for every level of activity and mobility.
Are there days, Ms. Joanne, where you just don't feel like you're up to it, and what happens on those days?
Well, this morning was one.
They told her she had to be on the radio, and she's like, oh, I can't do it.
I said, I have to get out in the cold this morning. I promised. But, you know, there are those moments. But then you think about the class you're missing and then your co-members, and, you know, it gives you that extra energy that you need to just make it through or pull it through. Yes.
It's like an accountability that's built
Absolutely.
In, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. I love what you get out of it. Before we let you get, Ms. Joanne, tell anyone who may be listening, whether they are golden in any way or maybe have loved ones, what you might get out of a program like the Healthy Aging Program here at the YMCA.
I recommend a program of healthy aging because it has done so much for me. You get a chance of community. You get a chance also, we do cooking and we bring our favorite dishes and, you know, we share and conversation. We have coffee and conversation and we just talk about everything, you know. And it's just good for people who might be a little lonely and maybe just moved to the city or just started, some just became 50 or better and need that community. It's good to be growing with people your own age. And I love that part of it. Because when I complain about something, someone else will say, Well, I do that too, Joanne. So I said, oh, great, I'm not by myself. Yeah. You know, it's just good community communication.
Yeah. Well, you are never alone. You've got a whole family here.
Right, exactly.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Thank you for visiting with us and getting up and moving this morning and being on the radio. And now you got class, right? Probably got to get to class.
I'm getting to class.
Ms. Joanne Winfield and Kristen Plum, Healthy Aging Coordinator here at the Riverside YMCA. Can't thank you enough. Thank you for doing
this.
Thank you
so much.
We appreciate it.
Thanks.
As Jacksonville's Morning News continues live at the Winston Family YMCA, all of our conversations available for download and podcast at WOKV.com. Where might we be next? I love being on location. Is it not the best?
There is a place that we're scheduled to, but I don't remember what it is, so we'll have to tune in later this week and be
You'll
reminded.
Have to be listening. Thanks so much to Scotty and Benjamin and everyone who was a part of today's broadcast and every weekday on Jacksonville's Morning News. It's 9:56.